Today's recording is Le'ilui Nishmas for the sake of the ascent of the soul of Miril Bas Chaim Elio Halevi, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, by her son, Chaim Elio Blumenthal. The last 11 months that the Lubavitch Rebbe of blessed memory was still speaking and teaching before he got sick, etc., all the Rebbe spoke about for that whole 11 months was about Mashiach. After over 40 years of speaking about the most assorted and rich variety of so many different types of teaching about every single subject that there is in Torah, and many topics touched upon that aren't directly seem to be in Torah. Even if we're to put aside quality for a moment, which is a matter of opinion, even though personally I think it's also the greatest, but if we simply speak about quantity, in the history of the world, there probably never was anyone that had taught such a quantity of teachings like the Rebbe taught over all the years. And yet the last 11 months that the Rebbe spoke, all the Rebbe spoke about was Mashiach. And a theme that probably came up almost every time the Rebbe spoke again and again and again is that the Rebbe said that there's absolutely no explanation why Mashiach's not here yet. The Rebbe was pretty well versed in Torah, said that according to Torah and according to his understanding of everything, there's no reason at all and no explanation how could it possibly be Mashiach's not here yet. After all the Jewish people went through during the Holocaust, all the korbanos, the sacrifices that were sacrificed, and everything the Jewish people accomplished rebuilding after that, etc., etc., the Rebbe saw in his holy eyes that there's no explanation at all for why Mashiach's not here. And this the Rebbe said again and again and again. It's only Hashem, it's only Hashem, it doesn't make sense. What else is it that we could do? And the whole 11 months, he kept saying that it doesn't make sense Mashiach's not here. Except for one time. There was one time, it was on Simchas Torah, 1992, when the Rebbe said that maybe there's an explanation why Mashiach's not here yet. And he said the possible explanation. And then right away afterwards, the Rebbe said, but that also isn't a good enough explanation because the world is ready for Mashiach and Mashiach has to come. But the truth is that if the Rebbe said it as a havamina, as a possibility that maybe this is why Mashiach isn't here yet, we have to pay attention to what it is. And that is, the Rebbe said that maybe the reason the redemption hasn't arrived is because Jews are still serving Hashem only like gold and not like Tachash. Tachash, as you might know from this week's parsha, was an animal who had beautiful colored hides that were used to build the Mishkan, to build a tabernacle. Now, you've probably never seen a Tachash in any zoo, any place, because a Tachash only lived at that time. It only lived at one time to be able to use it to build a tabernacle. And Chazal also say in the Medrash that the world was not ro'oy, is not fitting to use gold. Gold is such a precious thing that the world really is not fitting, is not ro'oy, l'shtamash bezov. And why was gold created? B'shvil ha-mishkan and b'shvil beis ha-migdash. Also, just like the Tachash, gold was really created just for the beis ha-migdash and just for the Mishkan. So both these things were created for, to be able to create a house of God. But the Rebbe explained there's a difference. Gold, the ultimate purpose of gold is for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. But it's in the world. And the world, it might not be fitting to use it really, but the world does use it. And you are able to use it for mundane things. Gold is used all the time for mundane things. The ultimate purpose of it is the Beis HaMikdash. Tachash, on the other hand, was only used in the Beis HaMikdash. Its whole metzias, its whole being was only to use to be a dwelling place for God. It didn't exist in the world in any other way. So the Rebbe explained that there are two ways of serving Hashem, two life views, two ways of viewing oneself. One is to be like gold, which is like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Ani livreisi l'shamash eskoini. I was created to serve God. I feel and I know that essentially the purpose of my life is to serve God. Just like the purpose of the gold is for there to be for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, a dwelling place for God. But there's another girsa, another version of what that Mishnah says, and that is, Ani lo nivreisi ela l'shamash eskoini. I was not created. My whole being is only to serve God. Like the Tachash, I have no existence other than to be a dwelling place for God. Living like gold means that I know my ultimate purpose is for God. Ani nivresi, I was created. And what's my ultimate purpose is l'shamash eskoini, to serve Hashem, to be a dwelling place for the divine. But to be like tachash means to feel ani loy nivresi. There was no creation of an ani. Ella, what am I? L'shamash eskoini. My whole being is to be a dwelling place for God, is to serve Hashem, is to become unified with God. And since the Messianic revelation is the truth of Einoid Milvadei, that nothing exists other than God, that the ultimate truth is that only God exists, the Rebbe said that maybe the reason the redemption isn't here yet is because we Jews haven't figured out yet how to live in such a way of serving Hashem like Tachash, of feeling that we're never outside of God's light, that whatever we're doing, we're always a house for the divine. Not living in a way where we have our own chol, our inyanim of chul, and our mundane things like the gold that we're also in the world, we have mundane things, we know our ultimate purpose. No, to live in a way where all our whole metzias, our whole being, is just about connecting to God. Now the Rebbe said right away, no, but that's okay, that also is not an explanation, Mashiach should come. But again, the Rebbe said that that's a possibility, maybe, why Mashiach's not here, but that seems to be a huge demand. Who could live in such a way? But you see, the truth is, as is explained, the Rebbe explained in many other places, that we are living in such a way. That is the truth. The truth is that our whole life is about bringing God into the world. Everything we ever do, even what we consider to be mundane, the real purpose of it is to be able to bring the light of God into whatever we're involved in. That's the truth. When we go to work each morning, when we get on a train in the morning, and we stop at a gas station on this highway and not that gas station, and we go to this store and not that store, whatever we do in life, the whole purpose is to bring the light of God to the world. That is the truth. We just have to believe that and be aware of it as much as possible. We might not feel it in our hearts and in our bodies, but at least our philosophies and our mind, the way we ultimately view reality, we should be aware of that, at least sometimes, to think about that truth. The truth is only Hashem exists. And everything we ever do, as hard as it is for us sometimes to relate to this, but that is the truth. Whatever it is we ever do, it's to bring Hashem into the world, into every detail of reality. And yes, we should try to live up to that, so to speak. But even if we can't, we have to know that that is the truth. And have unbelievable joy from knowing that truth. Of knowing that whatever we're involved in, whenever we're involved in, it's to bring the light of God into another detail, to reveal God in another detail of reality. Most importantly, we should have emunah that very soon Mashiach is going to come and we will see this truth with our physical eyes. A good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.